This is 89.1 WEMU. David Fair here, sitting alongside the executive director of the Michigan Theater and State Theater. It is Russ Collins, back from the Sundance Film Festival and here for this week's edition of Cinema Chat. How was your trip?
It was good. Sundance was good. It's still going on, as a matter of fact. It goes on through Sunday. The big news this week are the Oscar nominations.
Indeed.
And for us, the big news is also the Razzie nominations came out. Too,
those are so much fun. Exactly right. But as far as the Oscar nominations go, a couple of local boys do good.
Yeah, Pasek and Paul got nominated for Best Song, This Is Me from The Greatest Showman. Last year they won for La La Land, and they also won a Tony. They won an Oscar for La La Land and a
Tony. So you're saying their career's going okay?
Yeah, for Dear Evan Hansen. So, and they have a pretty good chance of winning This Is Me. For the song This Is Me, which they won a Golden Globe for. But there were 9 pictures nominated for Best Picture for an Academy Award.
They're allowed to do 10, right? So based on qualifications.
So Call Me By Your Name, which is currently playing at the Michigan Theater, Darkest Hour, also playing, Dunkirk, Get Out, which was one of my favorite films of the year, Lady Bird, which is still playing downtown, Phantom Thread, which is also playing downtown, The Post, which is playing downtown, The Shape of Water, playing downtown, and 3 Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri, which is actually the favorite at the present moment, which is kind of unusual. It's a relatively smaller film, but we'll see what happens.
And there seems to be a theme. A lot of these films are coming right through the art houses here in Ann Arbor.
Yeah, it has been for a while that way. But Dunkirk was an early favorite, and we'll see how that goes. And Best Director, there's a female Best Director, Greta Gerwig in Lady Bird, which is also playing downtown.
And she did not get nominated for a Golden Globe, so this is kind of nice.
Not. And kind of a surprise was the fact that the director of Wonder Woman didn't get nominated.
Right.
Guillermo del Toro for Shape of Water, Christopher Nolan for Dunkirk, Paul Thomas Anderson for Phantom Thread, Greta Gerwig for Lady Bird, and Jordan Peele for Get Out. Again, that was one of my favorite films from last year. And then, you know, there's Best Actor, Best Actress, Supporting Actor, Supporting Actress, all the way down the line. We're going to have the Oscar Shorts playing pretty soon at the State and the Michigan Theater. So we'll look forward to that. But those nominations came out as well. In addition to all of the Oscar nominations, the Razzies came out as well. There was a lot of comment about the Oscar nominations and the Me Too campaign for some of the terrible things that have happened in the movie industry in particular, but in business in general. Representation by people of color. So it's great that Jordan Peele's getting the recognition that he deserved, but there are so many more folks that deserve
right.
this kind
some
of recognition.
Some singers that James Franco did not get nominated because of allegations leveled against him, so there may be some politics at play in reference to the Me Too campaign.
That is indeed the case. So we'll. But the Razzies, you and I always have fun with this.
If you don't know, it's about the worst movies, right?
Absolutely. And a lot of it's kind of tongue-in-cheek, but some of it's pretty serious. So the worst picture nomination is The Emoji Movie. Not a real surprise there. Transformer, The Last Knight, 50 Shades Darker, The Mummy, and Baywatch.
I wish I could vote, but I haven't seen any of those.
Well, there you go. Man of taste. So for Worst Actress, Dakota Johnson for 50 Shades of Darker, Tyler Perry in Boo 2, A Madea Halloween, Catherine Hagel in Unforgettable.
She may win. People just don't like her.
Yeah, and she was in Unforgettable for sure. Emma Watson, The Circle, and Jennifer Lawrence, Mother. Now, Mother was a very complicated, really artsy film. But that's also the kind of thing that the Razzies make fun of.
Some big names on the worst actor list.
That's right. Tom Cruise, The Mummy, Jamie Dornan on 50 Shades Darker. Mark Wahlberg in Daddy's Home 2 and Transformer The Last Knight. He got nominated for 2 films. Johnny Depp also got nominated. Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man Tell No Tales, and Zac Efron for Baywatch.
So. You are listening to Cinema Chat on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU. David Fair alongside Michigan and State Theater Executive Director Russ Collins. So which would you prefer to be at if you could be there? The Academy Awards or the presentation of the Razzie Awards, which most won't show up for?
Well, that's right. The Academy Awards, it's tougher to get a ticket to for sure. But anyway, those are a lot of fun. And the winners, as it were, for the Razzies will be announced right around the time that the Oscars are announced, which is going to be on March the 4th. Well, playing downtown, we have a lot of those Oscar winners, and there are also many of them are playing in the multiplexes
sure.
as well. But the Post, which is about the Washington Post exposure of
and
the
Meryl
Pentagon
Streep earned
papers.
A nomination for that.
Yep, she won a nomination. There were two Oscars for Best Picture and for Meryl Streep. Tom Hanks also shows is in that and directed by Steven Spielberg. Phantom Thread won six Oscar nominations, including Best Picture, Best Actor, Best Supporting Actress.
Allegedly Daniel Day-Lewis's last movie.
That's right, and Best Director by Paul Thomas Anderson. Call Me By Your Name was nominated for four Oscars, including Best Picture, Best Actor, Timothée Chalamet, and Best Adapted Screenplay by James Ivory, a name from the past for sure that's still working. Lady Bird got five Oscar nominations, Best Picture, Best Actress, Best Supporting Actress for
Laurie
Metcalf,
yeah.
Yep. And Best Director, Greta Gerwig. And I bet she wins.
Really? We'll that's where you're laying your money?
Yeah, yeah. And it won two Golden Globes, Lady Bird did, for Best Motion Picture Comedy and for Saoirse Ronan for Best Actress. I, Tonya got three Oscar nominations, as that's currently playing downtown. Best Actress, Margot Robbie, and Best Supporting Actress, Allison Janney. And she also won a Golden Globe for that, and that's about the ice skater Tonya Harding. And then The Shape of Water has 13 Oscar nominations, which is the largest number of Oscar nominations for Best Picture, Best Actress, Best Supporting Actor, Best Supporting Actress, Best Director, Guillermo del Toro, and Best Original Screenplay. So that figures to have.
So those are a lot of great movies, some of which perhaps you haven't seen. Now, one that's been playing for a while, also nominated, Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri.
That's right. It got seven Oscar nominations. And it actually, at the present time, these things change over time, may be the leading contender for Best Picture. It's a very small film with a very wonderful cast. It got seven Oscar nominations for Best Picture, Best Actress, Frances McDormand, Best Supporting Actor, Sam Rockwell, and Woody Harrelson.
Yeah, they're going to kind of knock themselves out of that competition,
yeah,
I suspect.
Quite possible. Best Original Screenplay. It won four Golden Globes. And it's a really wonderful story about a mom trying to figure out what happened to her daughter and giving a hard time to the sheriff. And it's a very, very interesting, constructed, very well-constructed film. The Disaster Artist got a nomination for Best Adapted Screenplay. And as you said, James Franco, who did win the Golden Globe, did not get nominated. And a lot of that may have been because of accusations
that came out
since the Golden Globes. And then The Final Year is a film that we're playing as a documentary.
I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, it's about Barack Obama's final year in the foreign policy team that was working in that final year of his administration. There's some special screenings. Korean Now, the Anarchist from Colony plays on Saturday at 1 o'clock. The Muppet Movie and The Great Muppet Caper playing
That's
on Saturday the 27th and February the 3rd, respectively. And then we're doing a retrospective that includes Kedi, which is about cats in Turkey, and a lot of people like that.
Lots of movies to choose from and award-winning ones at that, or at least award-nominated, so go check it out. See a movie this weekend. For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and we thank you for joining us for this week's edition of Cinema Chat. You listen to it exclusively on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.
Ta-ta from Oscar Central.